Hello.
Hi, it's Abigail calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to know if you were able to schedule the assessment with the broker.
I haven't, but what does that consist of?
So you have to call the broker. I gave you their number last week. And you're just going to schedule an assessment with them so you can get approved for home care. You need to have two assessments for the state to approve you for the services.
Okay,
Sorry, I was told I had spoken with you last week with your caregiver. Will he be the one to schedule the assessments or?
I probably will. So
Yeah,
you have to
anyway.
get the number. I need the number again.
Yeah, this first assessment needs to be scheduled by the patient. Can I transfer you over to them now?
How long is it going to take?
Just a couple of minutes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. And you can text me, you have my number? If you can text me with the date and time that you scheduled for. Okay, did you save my number?
All right, 267.
Yeah,
Hold on.
267551.
I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down.
Sure.
7438.
Mm-hmm.
And who do I ask for?
Sorry, you're gonna ask just to schedule an assessment. Anyone who picks up there, since
I
it's
mean,
your
when
first.
I call back, who do I
Yeah.
ask for?
Oh no, you can just text me on my number. That number is my direct line.
I can't text. I have arthritis very bad.
Okay, so you can call back on this number. Okay?
Okay, no particular person.
No, this is my direct line, so it will come straight
And
to
your
you.
name is?
Abigail.
Thanks, Abigail. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm gonna transfer you over now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. My name is Sim Young. Could I have your first and last name, please?
Excuse me, Daniel. Robert Harris.
Thank you. And are you calling today for yourself or for someone else?
Myself.
Okay. I do need to advise that I cannot discuss your personal information without your written or verbal permission to do so. So is it just you and I on the call?
Yes.
Bless you. Here.
Thank you.
Of course. And could you provide your date of birth, please?
10/20/59.
Are you calling today for the first time?
Yes, for your assessment or whatever. They transferred me to
Okay.
you, Family First.
Okay. I should be able to assist you with that. Just to verify, we're calling to apply for in-home care services, right?
I don't know the process. I have no idea what's going on, but I know my buddy went through a couple places because he was going to stay with me and then, help me out. Because I just
Okay.
got out of the hospital again. I've been on disability for almost a year, and I had to get that extended because I had a lot of things going on. I need a surgery on my eye for a detached retina, gallstone,
Okay.
arthritis, pneumonia, a whole
Okay, so let's
slew of
see what we
stuff.
can do to get you set up.
Yeah, I don't know
Would
how
you be?
Family First got my number, but
No,
I
I'm
guess I
not
need the
sure either.
assessment anyway. You know, I guess I need the assessment anyway, right, for any other program I want to go to?
This would be for the Community Health Choice Waiver or the LIFE program. I can give you some information on those before we proceed. But we are contracted by the state of Pennsylvania to assist the Department of Human Services and Office of Long-Term Living with applications for home care.
Right.
Well, would you be able to provide your...
Yeah, my Mainline Health is actually just left is providing me with a home nurse right now. They pop in like once or twice a week. That's all.
Okay.
So it's not like living care.
Right.
Yeah, that's not living care.
Okay. Would you be able to provide your social, please?
I don't like giving that out on the phone.
Okay. Are you comfortable giving it in person if one of our enrollment case managers come out?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can see the paperwork
of
who it's going to. Yeah, no offense, man, but...
Oh, no, you are perfectly fine.
Yeah. Now, with this assessment, right, will that cover, like, other programs, or you're just saying you're strictly with a couple? Or you're just
this
with
is strictly
Department
for
of
the
Health?
Community, right. So this is just for the Department of Human Services for us to determine or submit the application for home care with either the Community Health Choice Waiver or the LIFE program. Your information will not be shared with any other type of program. It would be sent to Department of Human Services. That is the only person that or agency organization that we are able to send any type of assessment results or anything to.
Right. So I would have to get this done no matter which company we went through, right?
Right. If you're applying for home care,
then
no matter who you spoke to, you'd be sent to us.
Right. And then so that agency will send me paperwork and then I could take that to any company, right?
That I'm not sure of because we are not directly affiliated with any home care agencies. We are strictly contracted.
No, the state, with the state health department, right?
So these assessments, like a functional eligibility determination and physician certification form, those can be used for like home care or nursing facility. But if you're applying for any other type of benefit, and I'm not sure what other benefits would even ask for these things, but if you were, they may need to do their own assessment.
Yeah, this is strictly home care, and I guess I have to be put on Medicaid for that, right?
Right. So if you're not already enrolled in Medicaid, we would apply for it when we apply for the waiver as well.
Oh, yeah, I can give you my number then. Unless you want to send someone out, it would be a lot easier for me.
Well, we're going to have to send someone out regardless.
Okay, I can do the assessment with that.
Okay, so we do need to get the referral started and get that scheduled. You're okay. You have no need to apologize at all. And I would be able to help you with that. Now, there are two programs that are offered by the Office of Long-Term Living. The first program is the Community Health Choice Waiver, and that's for individuals that might be an elderly adult, have a physical disability, or a traumatic brain injury. And it can help with things like bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of emergency alert systems, and home modifications. The alternative to the Community Health Choice Waiver is the LIFE program, and that is for Pennsylvania residents that are 55 years and older. It is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center. So with either one, we would schedule your initial visit with one of our enrollment case managers. At that visit, we would come to your home, complete a financial application for Medicaid and waiver, review your medical history, and select a managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency, depending on the program that you're interested in. So please keep in mind that the exact hours and any additional services that you would receive through waiver would be determined by the managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency after the enrollment process is completed and that enrollment process is about 90 days on average. Would you still like to continue?
No, let me think about all it. It's a lot of information.
Okay, yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling up to it right now. I'm sorry.
No, that is perfectly fine. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if there's a time when you have more information or you had additional questions and you were feeling a little better, please feel free to give us a call, okay?
All right, and your number is?
877-855-4227.
4227.
Yes.
4227. And this is which now the name of it?
This is the Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Independent.
Yeah.
Enrollment.
Okay.
Brokers.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're very welcome. If there's nothing else I could do or no other questions, did you want to take a survey on our call today?
No, not right now.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.